is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Minster High School, the scene of tonight's game between the Minster Lady Wildcats and the Coldwater Cavaliers. Minster basketball mighty strong here in 2016-17. In fact, Chuck, it might be going through the roof this year and over the next two. Coldwater's basketball on the upswing also. Coldwater 5-1 through six games. Minster's played just three. We've seen the Wildcats. It's a team with evenly balanced scoring, paced by Courtney Pringer in the middle. She has had a blockbuster start to the season, and she is really difficult to be challenged inside. Very good move. She's improved. Minster extremely well-rounded, balanced. It's as good a girls' team as we've seen this year for certain.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, and Courtney Pringer, you got to start with her, 6'2 sophomore. She improved so much from her freshman year at the beginning to when she got into the tournament. We saw them down at Vandalia, and she had just really improved so much offensively, and she hasn't missed a beat. I love the story you told when we came here for the for the football game, and she was out there in the dusk shooting free throws on the outside court. Mm-hmm. That's somebody who wants to be a good basketball player.
You're right. And I asked Courtney about having shot the free throws late in the afternoon, early in the evening with the sun going down and a little breeze blowing. And Courtney Pringer said, Jack, if I can make free throws in those conditions, I can make them inside for head coach Mike Wiss, too.
Well, that's good, because you don't want him to have to open the doors to get a little breeze going in here. So.
That's good. Speaking of Courtney Pringer, she's had games of 14, 16, and 8 in the opener when she got in a little foul trouble. To talk about the balance of Minster, you simply look at the scoring by these young ladies over three games. We'll start with Savannah Luthman off the bench. She's had games of 4-4. Paige Toby's had games of 5-6 off the bench. In fact, she dropped in her first two shots in the game that we covered, Minster versus Salina. Rosie Westerbeck is at games of 6, 13, and 12. Allie Fisher has had 8 and 12 in a couple of outings. Lindsay Retkerman in two games has pumped in 13 and 7, her two high water marks. The outstanding young Taylor Kogi, just a junior, poured in 14 points in the Minster opener. And go on and on and on. I didn't mention Allie Borgerding nursing a shoulder injury. In fact, we saw it happen in the game between Minster and Salina. Didn't mention her. She's going through rehabilitation. Will start tonight. She'll play through it. She'll get stronger as the season progresses. And she's very capable of double digits, too. Everybody scores except Mike Wiss, the head coach.
And he could if he was putting himself out there. You know, we talk about Westerbeck, and we should, and Pringer, we should. But Allie Fisher makes this team go. She runs the point. She shoots lights out if you let her set up. And she does a great job of finding the open person inside.
I failed to mention Kendra Thien. She's had games of 4 and 3. She knocked down her first two shots in the game that we covered, Minster versus Salina. But you're right, Allie Fisher. She's the motor. She's the energizer bunny out front. Then everybody else fills in their roles. This Minster team, Chuck, interchangeable parts. It's a positionless basketball team, except maybe for Courtney Pringer.
Well, I mean, Coach Swiss has a real good situation because you don't want to see Pringer get in foul trouble.
No.
But I don't think that they lose a lot because these other girls are just so capable and so confident.
Yeah, you make a very good point. Experience, experience, experience. It's a roster comprised of about half seniors, half juniors. And along comes a JV team, Chuck, several very good sophomores, which won the first tilt tonight handily. It looks like Minster is in very good shape in girls basketball. Right through maybe 2020, who knows?
Well, I'm watching their JVs, and this is the second time I've watched them. Salina, let's be honest, wasn't very good. But they press full court, and the thing that impresses me is all the girls can shoot the basketball. I mean, they're all from 15 feet. Every one of them pulls up, and they have a real nice touch and good form, and they're fun to watch.
And I did not mention the names of Grace Butler, Reagan Webker, Haley Balmer. Those three girls played very well in the contest we saw earlier this year. They contribute. They pick right up where the player ahead of them left off. There's not a weakness on this Minster club, that is for certain. We've mentioned Salina a couple times. It's a team the Minster girls have beaten. It's a club the Coldwater girls have beaten twice. Coldwater's already beaten Marion Local twice. The reason being, Coldwater played in a season-opening weekend tourney in which Marion Local and Salina participated, and Coldwater won those two games quite handily over Salina by about 50 points, beat Marion Local 42-29, beat Marion Local a second time in a Midwest Athletic Conference game by a score of 50-41, clobbered Spencerville, down Salina a second time. The only loss suffered by Coldwater, which is 5-1, at home to the powerhouse Versailles Tigers, which beat Coldwater 64-55. That was a six-point game after three quarters, so that speaks pretty well for this Coldwater Cavaliers girls team.
Well, if they played Versailles that closely, Versailles is a juggernaut in Division III. That gives me some hope that maybe they're going to be able to hang with Minster tonight.
Might be able to. I think it's imperative Coldwater gets off to a pretty good beginning in this game. Can't be down 16-6 after one. Have to be within a couple baskets after the first quarter and feel good about themselves in order for the Cavaliers to sustain tonight. The player to watch for Coldwater, Courtney Diller, a 5'8 junior. She plays on the wing and at guard. She's averaging 15 a game, has scored 25 in a contest already this year. Also keep an eye out for Maddie Shanehair. That's one of those West Central Ohio names spelled S-C-H-O-E-N-H-E-R-R. Looks like Shown Her, but it's pronounced Shane Hair.
Maybe not.
She scored 14 in the game, or I should say 10 in a contest, Maddie Shanehair. And Olivia Harlemert and Lauren Bruns have had 13 in a game
so far this season.
I didn't know Lauren Bruns had had more eligibility, unless he was down at UD playing volleyball.
And that last name, Bruns, it shows up on a lot of school district rosters throughout the west central part of the state as well. Head coach Connie May in her third year at Coldwater, and she spoke highly about her club in our pregame conversation. It, too, is a very young team, Chuck, even younger than Minster, especially when you consider the fact that three juniors will start. We have sophomores and freshmen on the roster. It, too, a young club. Coldwater will get better as the season progresses, and this could be a very interesting game tonight. This Minster club is home on Saturday versus Van Wert, and then it's on the road for six straight. In fact, eight of the next 10, including the tourney at Lima Bath, when Minster will play two games away from home. Next Tuesday evening, the Minster girls are at St. Mary's, which is a quality girls team this year. St. Mary's gave Minster fits here one season ago, so it doesn't get any easier for Minster after Van Wert on Saturday at St. Mary's on Tuesday. As I mentioned, the Minster girls will be road warriors before the middle of January comes around. Coming up on, I think it's the second Saturday of January, we've got Minster at Fort Loramie, Martin Luther King weekend on a Saturday afternoon. That game will be a fun one to cover as well.
I'll be down in Florida, but I'll be listening.
That's what I understand. And you'll bring back some warm temperatures from Florida and a suntan, I'm sure.
Well, I'll do my best.
And so many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Phone 492-9495. And the in-between, just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Starting lineups are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between. It's a great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
And so many thanks to these Rushi sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Both came on board last March during the high school basketball tournament. Big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company
and Superior Aluminum. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions, Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Starting lineups being introduced first off for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Courtney Diller, 5'11 wing player. She's out front most of the time. She's had a 25-point outing on the season so far. She's averaging 15. Olivia Harlemert, 5'8 and a junior. She goes back and forth between the guard and the forward spot. Mara Hoing, 5'6 and a junior. Danielle Welch, she's in the pivot, 5'10 and a senior. And Maddie Shane here, a 5'7 senior guard, head coach, as I mentioned earlier, in her third year, Connie May at Coldwater. Here comes the opening five for the Minster Wildcats. Allie Fisher, 5'7" tall, and a junior. Also the opening unit, Lindsay Retkerman, 5'10 and a senior. So Fisher and Retkerman are the two guards out front. Rosie Westerbeck at a wing, 5'10 and a senior. Allie Borgerding, 5'9 a senior. And then Courtney Pringer in the middle, 6'2" tall and a sophomore. As we noted earlier, Borgerding injured a shoulder in the game that we covered between Minster and Salina earlier. It's a little ouchy. She has gone through therapy. She'll play through it. It'll get better as the season progresses. It is a labrum which has been injured, and I'm sure that with the proper treatment, Allie Borgerding will be playing close to 100% down the road. Those labrums, Chuck, are something you really can't do a whole lot of about it, a whole lot about. It's cartilage. It doesn't get better by itself. You can just strengthen everything around it, right?
Well, of all the things that I've had wrong with me, I've never had a problem with a shoulder.
Okay.
I've had knees and elbows and name it, but I've never had a shoulder injury.
Mike West said to me before the game that Allie's got a shoulder injury, much like the head baseball coach Mike Wiss has as a result of throwing baseballs for so many years as the longtime Minster High School baseball coach. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Minster Wildcats. It's batted to Retkerman, who immediately bolts to the basket, shoots it in her haste to the rim. It glanced off the underneath side of the iron and went out of bounds to Coldwater. 10 players in backcourt, full court pressure by Minster to start. Ball inbounded on the play to Courtney Diller, who comes up over the center line for Coldwater. Diller hands off behind the arc to Welch. Welch goes into the corner to teammate Shane Hare. Shane Hare holds high overhead, and let's see what we've got. On the sideline with Shane Hare's heel.
Stepped out of bounds.
Inadvertent mistake by Coldwater to start the game. Here comes Minster in the forecourt to our right. Wildcats advancing the basketball from left to right on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. Here's the ball fed inside by Fisher to Pringer. And there is a big step across the lane, up and under move. Missed it, but she's hacked. Boy, that is a tough shot to defend by Courtney Pringer.
The only way to defend it is to foul her.
Two free throws for Courtney. She eyes the basket, swish, and that's what that outside free throw shooting and the elements of the weather will do for you.
I wouldn't be out there shooting them today.
No, maybe in the bright sunshine with three knit caps on.
Maybe.
Second shot by Pringer, good, nothing but net, neither one hit the rim. 2-0 in favor of Minster, 40 seconds gone here in the opening quarter. Midcourt on the dribble. It is Shane Hare for Coldwater. Hands it off out back to Mara Hoing. Lob to Shane Hare right side. Straight away fed to Diller. Diller goes left flank to Hoing. Hoing skips it cross court to teammate Diller. Ball thrown to the post. Then a nice pass going opposite across the lane to Olivia Harlemert. And she lays it in. Good patience by Coldwater.
Outstanding ball movement that time and a good cut to the basket by Harlemert.
Tied up at two. Here's Minster down in a flash. Ball fed to Pringer. High post. 16-footer. Missed the back rim. And caromed off. And Coldwater's got it.
right side of the floor. It's fed to Shanehair. Shanehair gives it up top of the key to Diller. Diller dribbles, guarding her closely, Allie Fisher. Right flank to Harlemer. Into the post to Welsh. Back to Harlemer in the right corner. Harlemer feeds straight away to Shanehair. Picked up by Westerbeck tightly. Game tied at 2, a minute 45 gone. Baseline right, Harlemer gives it up, gets it back, drops it, retrieves in the corner, puts it on the deck again, drives, and Bringer blocks the 7-footer. Great play by Courtney. Look at her motor down the floor, took it all the way to the foul stripe, fed it left wing to Westerbeck, who shot it long. Loose ball rebound right corner, Retkerman feeds down inside to Bringer, up and under with the left hand. She's got it, and she's fouled. Courtney Bringer goes to work. 2 points for her. She's got 4 in this game. All of Minster's belong to Courtney. And she's at the stripe with a free throw.
I like the way she didn't allow the contact to knock her head off the rim. She looked right at the rim and made the basket.
Bringer's free throw short. Westerbeck dives into the lane and ties up the rebound, which should have been Coldwaters. And the arrow says that the ball belongs to Minster right below the Wildcats hoop. 5:51 to go in the first, 4-2 Minster. Ball inbounded to Bringer in the far left corner, outside to Westerbeck, to Fisher. Right back down inside to Bringer. She's doubled, sandwiched on the play. She left it short from 6 feet away. Coldwater got the rebound. Scooting quickly down the floor, it's Mara Hoyn. Into the right corner, it's fed to Shanehair. She pumps up a 16-footer long. Rebound near side is swatted out of bounds off of Coldwater. Minster possession. 5:31 to go first quarter, 4-2 Minster. High post, the ball fed on the play to Retkerman out of Borgerding. Left wing Westerbeck starts a drive. Little shake and bake move. Missed the 7-footer wide right. Good stick back by Borgerding. Allie Borgerding showed no ill effects from a shoulder on that shot. Good rebound. She made 2, 6-2 in favor of Minster. 5:04 to go here in the first quarter of play. Top of the circle for Coldwater. It's Mara Hoyne. Guarded closely by Retkerman. Hoyne drives down the right side all the way to the baseline. Flips it cross court into the corner. A long one chucked up there. Missed on the play by Hollywood. But the rebound is stuck in.
Danielle Welsh.
Danielle Welsh, the big 5'10 post player. Got the rebound shot for Coldwater to make it a 6-4 game. Here's a drive from the left corner by Retkerman of Minster in traffic. Overshot it. Rebound Coldwater. Long 60-foot pass down the floor. Caught and laid in by Harlemer. We're tied up at 6. 4:20 left in the first. Here is Minster in the post to Pringer. Pringer fakes to the left, goes to the right, shoots it with the left hand, little shy, no good, rebound Coldwater. Cavaliers hastily get it down the floor, long three-pointer left side, it is missed hard. Diller couldn't get it to go, Minster got the rebound. We're tied at 6, we've played half the first quarter, it's a quick pace. Borgerding 30 feet away to Westerbeck. High-low action for Pringer. Oh, good backside help on the play by Coldwater, which was alert and picked it off. Hoyne darts down the floor. Open player low in the left. A catch and a make by Danielle Welsh. 2 hoops in a row by her, and Coldwater's got an 8-6 lead. 3:30 left to go here in the opening quarter. Here's Fisher, dribble drive for Minster. Hits a cutter, Westerbeck along the boundary below the rim, and she's bumped on the play while shooting. 2 free throws for Rosick.
Well, I think it's out of bounds.
Oh, you're right, Chuck. Rosie fooled me. She strolled toward the foul line.
And she did get the shot up, but I think the contact was made before she got into the motion of shooting.
That was the correct call. Ball lobbed in bounds by Retkerman right in front of the hoop to Pringer, who arches up a 10-footer. It missed off the heel. Scramble for the rebound tied up. It belongs to Coldwater. 8-6 Cavaliers, 10 players in backcourt. Ball being inbounded by Harlebert. And then she deals to a teammate who brings it down the floor as Minster relents the pressure. 30 feet away, it goes to Shanehair, who lobs it out back on the play to Diller. Diller guns a 22-footer, missed it off to the left. Rebound down to Minster.
in backcourt. It was scooped off the floor by Taylor Kogi, who fed a teammate down low on the left. Driving is Bringer. No good. She was bodied. No call. Rebound, Coldwater, foul, Minster.
Well, I tell you what, they're getting the ball down to Pringer, and she's got good looks. She's just not finishing the shots.
Right.
She could have 10 right now.
Exactly. Yeah, Courtney coming up just a little short of the mark, pulling the string on.
Exactly. She's not extending her arm up to shoot it. She's kind of trying to guide it.
And two or three of those shots inside 8 feet. Normally, she will make. Coldwater has given a very good account of itself so far, leading 8-6. Here's a baseline drive and a heave to Diller in the left corner. She chucks up a three off the back rim, no good. Good rebound, Coldwater down low as the ball is gobbled up off the floor by six-footer Lauren Gilliland, who's a ninth grader who's come in for Coldwater. She retrieved it off the hardwood, and then as she went up, she was pounded on the arm. Two free throws for her. Sophomore, or I should say a freshman, Lauren Gilliland makes the foul shot, and it's 9-6 Coldwater.
She's a six-footer.
Pringer out of the game now for Minster. Courtney on the bench. Paige Toby is in. Second free throw, Gilliland. Front rim, backboard. It nestles down through the netting. 10-6 the score. Coldwater up four. Westerbeck up the floor quickly. Into the left corner to Haley Balmer, who's in off the bench, a 5'9 senior. To Westerbeck for Mr. Deep right corner. Goes baseline. She's doubled, tripled, dragged the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. Coldwater's tight D caused it. Coldwater Cavaliers up four, 2:24 to go first quarter. Ball thrown in backcourt to Gilliland for the Cavaliers. On the bounce to the center line. Goes deep into the right corner to teammate Chainhair. Baseline right, Diller arches up a seven-footer, deflected by Minster, taken away by the Wildcats. Westerbeck scoots down the floor into the left corner. She gives it up, gets it back. As Toby cuts toward the rim, Westerbeck pulls up in the top of the key, doesn't shoot. Tries to bounce to the post. Mishandled by Taylor Kogi, and it's knocked away by Coldwater. Cavaliers rip their way down the floor. Open player left flank. Good catch and a make by Olivia Oliver. Fine look by Coldwater, which shared the ball nicely. Steaming hard down the floor for Minster is Lindsay Reckman. She broke into the lane, a little out of control, and she dragged the pivot foot.
Yeah, Minster needs to calm down a little bit, but I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with Coldwater. They're handling the pressure, and they're doing a good job of running their offense in the half court.
Exactly. Coldwater is playing pretty much mistake-free. You're right, Chuck, attacking when the opportunity presents itself. And in the half court, they are very quickly dispersing the basketball around the floor. Deep in the left corner, Gilliland almost walked. Fed it out high to Diller. 25 feet away on the left to Harlevert. Here's a cross-court heave by Coldwater into the scorer's table. One of the few miscues of the night for the Lady Cavaliers.
Yeah, but the guy at the scorer's table was open, so.
Minute 15 to go in the first. 12-6, Coldwater leads. Minster with the ball, half-court to her right. Ball goes to Balmer, 30 feet away. Sprints into the top of the circle, might have walked. Fed it to Westerbeck in the left corner. She arches up a long deuce, short, no good off the rim. Rebounded by Coldwater. Here come the Lady Cavs down the floor into the right corner. Passed by Chainhair and Jennifer teammate Diller. Punched out of bounds by Minster, and the Cavaliers hang on to it as a substitution is made by Coach May of Coldwater. 55.9 left here in the first quarter of play. Coldwater 12, Minster 6. Eight straight points now by Coldwater. Wildcats haven't scored in almost 2.5. Here's Gilliland straddling the arc, right flank for the Lady Cavaliers. A long one, missed it. Off to the left, rebound taken down by the Minster Wildcats. Here's Allie Borgerty. Look at her go. Pell-mell streaks the floor. No one stops her, and she flips in a teardrop right in front.
That drives the coach crazy.
12-8. Minster down four. Coldwater on offense. Cavaliers look at the clock. 22 seconds to go. Opening period. On the arc, it is Chainhair into the lane. Leaves it right corner for Harlemer. And Hollywood launches a three, missed it hard, rebound Minster. And here's a quick pass down the floor by Pringer, intended for Borgerding, and it sails beyond her out of bounds. It gives Coldwater the last chance at points here at the end of the first quarter. 10.1 remaining, 12-8 the count in favor of the Cavaliers. 10 players in backcourt. Excuse me. Pressure will be applied here against Mara Hoing of Coldwater, who bounces to Diller with 7 to go. Diller to midcourt, left-hand dribble at the elbow on the left. There's a cross-court pass, an errant one, intercepted by Westerbeck. At Minster, a one-handed heave is off to the right as the quarter finishes. A very good one for the Coldwater Cavaliers, who lead the Minster girls after one, 12-8. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 12-8 Coldwater over Minster. We kick off play here in the second quarter. Minster ball low on the left. It's fed down inside to Borgerding from Fisher. Borgerding missed the first one. Got it back and lays it through off the window. Allie Borgerding with 2 goals so far in this game. 3 baskets for Allie. Boy, she has had a good start to this contest. Nursing a shoulder injury, playing mighty well. Coldwater with the ball up to 12-10. Half minute gone, second period. 25 feet away on the left is Harlemert. Tries to dribble through traffic at the foul line. Poked away by Minster. Ball pops in the air. Pringer comes out of there with it. Pringer down the floor to Fisher. Fisher tries to bounce inside. Good steal by Coldwater. Taken away by Daniel Welsh. And here's a pitch down the floor intended for the cutting Diller. Broken up by Minster. It goes out of bounds. 12-10 Coldwater. 7-11 to go in the second quarter. Minster's played just 3 games, Chuck. A lot of practices, only 3 contests. This is game number 7 for Coldwater. I think it shows right now.
It makes a difference. I was getting ready to say the same thing earlier.
Back to the basket, foul line. Welsh has got the ball for Coldwater. Gives it up, gets it back. Baseline right, she's doubled. Looks for a cutter, no chance. Throws on top to Shane here. Left side pass to Diller. Look at her power to the rim. Short, no good. And we've got an over-the-back foul on Minster on the rebound. Coldwater's done a nice job reversing the ball, trying to gain a man advantage on the weak side. Again, it happened right there. Here's the free throw pumped up there by Lauren Bruns, 5'10 junior, in off the bench for Coldwater. She sinks it. 13-10 Coldwater. Second free throw, Bruns. It's a high floater. It's right on target once more. 14-10 Coldwater. Quickly, Reckerman, right corner for Minster. Hits the cutter, Borgerding in the lane. She got loose once more and laid it in. Look at Allie Borgerding go to work tonight for Minster.
Her shoulder looks like it might be okay.
Here comes Coldwater in backcourt. The double team is on. And Coldwater in danger of a 5-second call or a 10-second call as Diller was in hot water. And the Cavaliers get a timeout. 6:33 left in the second. 14-12 Coldwater over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Coldwater Cavaliers alertly, Chuck, utilized a timeout. 6:33 to go, second quarter. 10 players in backcourt again. Menster puts on the heat. Coldwater's handle it pretty well. They make that first pass, then a second one, and Menster backs up to play defense 5-on-5. Outside the arc on the right, it's Mara Hoing with the ball for Coldwater. Good defense by Pringer. Ball shoveled down inside to Gilliland. It is knocked away by Menster. Westerbeck comes out of the stack with it, loops it down to Fisher. 6:10 to go in the second. 14-12, Coldwater. Right side pass, Borgerding. Alley looks into the corner to Fisher, who hangs on. Fisher has some freedom on the baseline drive, feeds Pringer in the lane. She leans in with the left hand, and Gilliland on the swat on the left wrist of Pringer, who will shoot two. 5:56 to go here in the second. Coldwater up a bucket. Pringer with two free throws for the tie. The first dead center.
The Coldwaters had a nice start to the game, but they've run into a scoring lull right now. They needed to maybe push the lead up a little bit.
Coldwater had advanced it to 12-6 late in that first quarter. Menster had a dry spell. Now Coldwater's faced one. Pringer is shooting the second of two free throws, and that one bounces around and drops through. And we are tied up at 14. 8 of the last 10 points have been scored by Menster. Forecourt, two are left with the basketball. It is Diller. Courtney Diller strolls on top, hands to Gilliland. Right side to Diller, 25 feet away. Dribbles through the top of the key, foul line. Elbow on the left. She's doubled. Looks for help. Pringer reaches in, gets a hand on it. Loose ball picked up out high by Mara Hoing. Into the lane, lobs down inside to Gilliland. Double team, triple team. Ball raked away by Menster. Rolling out of bounds off Menster.
Well, one thing that we've seen since the end of the quarter is Minster's man-to-man defense has really picked up in intensity.
Yes, it is more tenacious. Head coach Mike West not pleased with it through the first 8 minutes.
He has such a good demeanor with the girls there.
Here's the ball thrown in, top of the circle to Diller. Shot fake, then lets go the 16-footer. Missed it off the back rim. Rebound Minster. Quick three the other way by Fisher. Off the back iron. Rebound shaken away from Westerbeck. Looked like Coldwater clearly got a mitt on it last. Mr. Crowd goes crazy. It may get reversed. Yep, there's the right call.
Well, the guy underneath the basket is blocked out. That's what you need to do. The guy on the outside could see who touched the ball last, and they got it right.
Game tied at 14. 3 minutes gone. Second quarter. Ball lobbed into Pringer. Foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Pringer. Split two Coldwater defenders. Boy, Courtney on the dribble has really improved. Foul line on in.
And it was such good body control that time to not pick up a charge.
Here's Diller, 25 feet away for Coldwater, which is now behind, 16-14. Ball thrown foul line to Welch. Pringer all over her. Tell you what, Chuck, Menster not having played the three games came out a little slowly with the defensive end of the floor.
They did. And now you can see Coldwater not nearly as comfortable running her off.
Nope. Deflected pass. Westerbeck on the steal. Then she had to double clutch it. She's guilty of a walk at midcourt. Yeah, clearly Coldwater collectively had game faces on more so than Menster at the start. But Minster's rallied with much better defense to take a two-point lead, 16-14, with 4:26 to go in the second quarter. Coldwater in the road, black, orange numbers outlined in white. Minster, the home white top to bottom, black numbers trimmed in orange. Coldwater's got the ball 25 feet away. Ball fed to Diller between the circles on her for Minster is Balmer. Dribbling down the left side goes Diller. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Oh, here's a backdoor cut. Ball fed on the play by Diller to teammate Gillen. Again, Minster gets a hand on it. And it's tied up. A scrum. It's ruled a jump. Coldwater will keep it. Wow, the Minster deflections here in the second quarter are mounting.
Yeah, well, and we just saw Pringer do something you don't see a lot of 6'2 girls do. She can go all the way down to the floor to deflect the pass. She's very, very agile.
Set to throw the ball from the right of the hoop on the baseline is Coldwater. Mara Hoing is the playmaker. She looks for Gillen, can't find her. Dumps it down low on the left to Shane Air, open, but it's tipped away from behind by Minster. Here come the Wildcats, quickly down the floor. Reckerman all the way to the rim, blocked away by Coldwater. Outlet pass the other way. Hard drive to the cup by Mara Hoing, and she's clobbered by Minster down to her left. Action frenetic. Boy, each team, Chuck, with a glimmer of a chance to take it the length. Both clubs fast-breaking pronto right now.
Well, if you're playing against this kind of defense, if you beat it down the floor, it's a lot easier to score.
Right. Free throw, Mara Hoing, in and out, no good. 16-14 in favor of Minster. First quarter score was 12-8, Coldwater, so the Lady Cavaliers have gone 4 minutes, 11 seconds in quarter number 2 with 2 points. Make it 3 as Hoing bangs in the second foul shot. 16-15, Minster up 1. Allie Borgerding throws cross court for Westerbeck, nearly stolen by Coldwater. Boy, each team anticipating passes extremely well. Here's Borgerding available down low on the right. The ball lobbed to her from the top of the key. It's high, and Allie cannot reel it in. It goes out of bounds to Coldwater. Again, 10 players in backcourt as Minster sets up pressure. 1 point lead, Wildcats. It goes to Gilland, who's 70 feet from the basket, dribbles up ahead against Borgerding through the top of the key. Well, Lauren Gilland, Chuck.
6 foot freshman, yes. Handling the ball on the point. That's pretty impressive.
Indeed. Yep. She looks far more seasoned than a freshman. She's got a lot of know-how in handling that basketball. Ball is popped out of bounds by Minster, far side of the court. Coldwater throws in ahead of the key. Handled there by Mara Hoing. Down to Gilland in the right corner. Picked up by Borgerding. On top to Shane here. Left side pass goes to the three-point shooter, Harlemert. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound, though, back out to Harlemert. Near side pass goes to Shane here. She drives into the lane. Feeds right corner. Ball goes to the post. Oh, a good maneuver on the play down inside by Danielle Welsh. But then from the backside, Minster crammed it, took it away.
Yeah, Pringer had a very, very nice turn.
And while Gillen returns the favor for Coldwater with a swipe at midcourt for the Cavaliers, and then Minster manages to bounce it off a Coldwater player's leg. And head coach Mike Wiss of Minster says, let's slow down, Wildcats. He gets a timeout. 2:49 to go, second quarter. 16-15 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
The Minster girls with a win over Parkway. Coldwater girls a loss to Versailles. That's how these two clubs have fared so far in Midwest Athletic Conference play. Coldwater overall 5-1, 2 wins against Marion Local, 2 over Salina. Minster 3 and zip unbeaten. Minster with possession after the head coach Mike Wiss timeout. Here is Westerbeck, top of the circle, feeds left side to a teammate. Here's a long, high-arching three ball by Fisher. Swish! She's got a long one. Allie Fisher nails it. Well designed. Fisher got a screen, let it fly, buried it, 19-15. Minster up four. Here's a loose ball right corner of the floor. Coldwater juggled, and Minster managed to tap it away out of bounds.
And Coldwater came out in a zone that time after the timeout, and Fisher found the opening and buried a three.
Alley burned it. 2:20 left to go, second quarter. Lead for Minster is four. Coldwater finding the points hard to come by in quarter number two. Gilland on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Diller. Diller goes to the post. Ball fed baseline left to the long three-point shooter. Danielle Welsh missed it. Didn't catch iron. Rebound Borgerding and Minster. Quickly down the floor to Reckerman. Goes right back to Borgerding. Broken up by Coldwater. And then a hacking foul at midcourt by Reckerman. Minster Chuck at the offensive end. Too many passes through throwing lanes, which are not there. They're not available.
Well, they've turned the ball over nine times. Yeah. That's more than you want to see in a half.
Yep, uncharacteristic for Minster. Minute 50 to go here in the second quarter. Minster once down 12-6, now leads 19-15. Coldwater's got the ball in the arc. It's Shane here. She goes cross-court, no one home. Westerbeck tracks it down for Minster. She strolls up the floor through the paint, feeds baseline right to Pringer. Back on the arc to Fisher. Down inside to Westerbeck. She whirls and twirls to the rim and scores. Minster with two more. Rosie Westerbeck. 21-15 Minster. Right side Gilland. Double team. Bouncing right in front of the Wildcats bench, which wants a violation on the sideline. But instead a push against Minster. And Coldwater will throw in.
Well, she did discontinue dribble, which would have been a double dribble, but she might have been bumped first. I couldn't tell.
Second quarter, all Minster. Wildcats have really attacked in the second period. Coldwater was the more aggressive team in the opening stanza.
They've got three free throws in the second quarter. That's all they've got.
Not a field goal at all for Coldwater in the second. Down to a minute 10 to go till halftime. Here's a ball knocked out of bounds by Minster to our left. Pringer got a fist on it. Coldwater will throw it in. Shane Hare with the honors. She's on the floor with Welsh and Hoing. 25 feet out, it's Hoing. Down to the left wing, it's fed to Diller. Diller goes through the top of the key, doesn't shoot, hangs on. Rotates the ball on a weave to teammate Shane Hare. Shaner has a pretty good look from 12 feet. Nobody picked her up. She missed it. It hit the back brace, kicked away. Minster got the rebound. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. High dribble by Fisher for the Wildcats. Nearly palms it. Gives it up to Reckerman. Good look into Pringer. Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Excellent sharing of the basketball by the Minster girls. 24-15 in favor of Minster. That's that good inside-outside action.
Yeah, I like Fisher. She's only a junior.
Here's Coldwater with the ball. 14 seconds left till halftime. Right side of the court, handled by Diller. Diller tries to make a throw to Gilland. Picked off by Minster. Intercepted by Thien. Up the floor to Fisher with 3 seconds left. Deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer. 26-15. Minster Wildcats up 11. Brilliant second period of play from Minster, which owns an 11-point cushion after two quarters, after being down by six late in the first. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
26-15, Minster leads at the halftime break over Coldwater. Minster once trailed 12-6 in this game, a 20-3 run by Minster over the last 9 minutes. Don't miss out on big savings at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Outstanding high-quality furniture, priced just right. Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for more savings on high-quality furniture. Take advantage of the coupons there at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, longtime underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. 11-point lead, Minster, after a superb second quarter of play.
Well, 18-3 in the second quarter. Coldwater did not make a basket in the second quarter, and that all comes from the defense that Minster was playing. Coldwater was getting about anything they wanted in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, they shut them down, and they did not look comfortable running their offense in the least. Minster has a 15-13 rebounding advantage. Both teams have four offensive rebounds. Both teams have turned the ball over 9 times in the first half. 4 of 5 from the free throw line for the Wildcats. Cavaliers, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Coldwater led in scoring by Harlemert with 6. They got 4 from Welsh, and then 2 from Lauren Bruns, 2 from Gilliland, and 1 from Hoying. They scored 12 and only 3, 15 at the half. Minster led in scoring 2 people with 8, Borgerding and Pringer. Each one had 8. They got 6 from Allie Fisher on 2 threes, a 2 from Retkerman, a 2 from Westerbeck. They scored 8 and 18. They lead 26-15 at the half.
And Chuck, I thought Minster may have approached the start of the game like it was another real good practice session, having played only 3 games all year compared to Coldwater 6. But quickly, Minster adjusted to the flow and speed of the game, and Mike Wiss ignited his troops. A very fiery Minster club in that second quarter really took it to Coldwater in the second period of this contest.
Well, I think a team this good and this talented and with the expectations that they have,
right,
you can coach them all you want. These kids know how good they are, and you can tell them till you're blue in the face that they got to go play every game. Sometimes they have to go out and see. I mean, I thought Coldwater in the first quarter played outstanding, but Minster kind of picked it up, and they showed that they are definitely the better team. And it's sometimes you just got to get their attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Coldwater, a young club with very good material. There's some talent, but Minster just runs players in and out. How many on the court for the Wildcats in the first 2 quarters, Chuck?
They've got 5 girls that have scored, but I mean, very bad. 2 with 8 and 1 with 6.
And I think 9 different young ladies played in the first two periods. Big time spark from Allie Borgerding. And how about Allie Fisher? Her 2 threes gave Minster the very comfortable lead of 11 at the break.
Well, I know I sound like I'm her agent, but I think that she is by far the girl that really makes them go. If she has a great game, Minster's going to have a great game.
Uh-huh. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 26-15 Minster over Coldwater at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Minster up 11 over Coldwater at halftime. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' games, LaCal Equipment spotlights a couple players, one from each school. For Minster, it's Paige Toby, a junior, outstanding 3.93 GPA, daughter of Bruce and Carla, participates in volleyball, track as well, the 4x1 and 4x2, youth leadership group. She's a junior class officer, Spanish club, National Honor Society. She'll attend Wright State or UD and study communications. Lauren Bruns, junior at Coldwater, daughter of Andy and Jenny, 4.0, perfect GPA. She takes part in Key Club, Leo Club, Spanish Club as well, FFA, 4-H, junior class officer, National Honor Society, and is on student council. She'll go to Toledo and study pharmacy. Paige Toby, junior at Minster, Lauren Bruns, junior at Coldwater. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go, quarter number 3 on scoresbroadcast.com. The visiting Coldwater girls are on the floor. Let's check out the 5. Mara Hoying starts the second half along with Danielle Welsh. In addition, Olivia Harlemert is out of there. Is out there, I should say. Courtney Diller, the 4th player, and Maddie Shane here on the floor for Coldwater. Going up against Rosie Westerbeck, Allie Borgerding, Lindsay Reckerman, Courtney Pringer, and the 5th player on the hardwood for Minster is Allie Fisher, who sank 2 long threes in that excellent second quarter turned in by the Wildcats. Third quarter starts, ball inbounded on the play by Minster. Quickly, Westerbeck goes baseline, running bank shot a little hard. backboard rim, caromed off, and Coldwater snags the rebound. Lady Cavaliers to our right. It's Shane here going cross-court to Hoing. Hoing open from 16, short off the front ring, and the ball bounced off the hardwood right into the hands of Retkerman and Minster, which is up 11, 26-15. Opening 35 seconds, third quarter. Fisher drives down the right side of the lane to the baseline, goes to one knee, nearly tied up, but Coldwater. Minster gets a timeout just in the nick of time. 11-point lead in favor of Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It will be Coldwater ball, baseline to the, or I should say Minster ball, baseline right of the basket. Inbounding is Retkerman for the white shirts. Goes to Borgerding in the right corner. She had an excellent first half with three field goals, did Alley. Oh, a good post pass. Hitting the cutter, Wester back down the lane, left it short, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass by Fisher. And she tries to go up strong with it. Tied up, good block by Coldwater. The officials look at the arrow, and the Cavaliers get the possession. Here is Coldwater in backcourt. Neither team short on tenacity. Each club very physical, quick hands. A lot of deflections, intercepted passes, altered shots, deflected shots in this game. 11-point lead, Minster. Ball handled straight away by Diller of Coldwater. Give it up baseline left to a teammate. Here's an outstanding drive by Mara Hoing all the way to the rim. Banked it in on the run. Mara Hoing of Coldwater, 26-17. 9-point lead, Wildcats. And quickly, Minster comes back, Chuck. Very off-balance attempt in the lane by Retkerman. Coldwater comes away with the rebound, and then the Lady Cavaliers are stymied in backcourt in trouble. And like Minster a moment ago, Coldwater gets a timeout to save the possession. Minute and a half gone, third quarter. 9-point lead Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Coldwater inbounding left of the rim. It's Mara Hoing, who's coming off a superb made basket. And she airmails one, three-fourths the length of the floor. Coldwater behind the Minster defense. It's caught by Hollimer in the lane, and it rimmed off. Oh, she had one, a gimme, five-footer directly in front. Hit the backboard, the iron. Circled around it, came off. Minster gobbled up the rebound, foul Coldwater over the shoulder. Cavaliers had a failed opportunity right there.
And the pass took a little too long to get to her, and by that time the defense had caught up.
6:16 to go in the third quarter. Minster up 9. Wildcats yet to register points in this half. Westerbeck on the arc straight away. Probes the middle. Negotiates the lane. Missed a runner. Oh, Westerbeck got the rebound back and dropped it in with the left hand. Talk about persistence on the offensive glass. Here is Coldwater down to her right. Each team with a basket here in the third quarter. 25 feet out. It's handled by Mara Hoing. Hoing looks, goes 20 feet away to Shane here. Now on top to Diller. Diller goes to the post, back to the basket. It's Welch. Throws left corner. High arching shot by Hollimer. Hits the rim, bounds away. Welch stick back. It's off. Rebound Minster. Quickly down the floor, Retkerman out back to Fisher. Fisher goes to Pringer at the elbow of the left. Backs her defender down. Here's a half hook in the lane. Yes, by Pringer of Minster. That one's impossible to stop. Boy, she's deadly on that shot. Pringer with two for Minster. With her height and length,
No chance for Coldwater to get a piece of that one. Pringer's goal makes it 30-17. Minster. Coldwater 25 feet away with the ball. Shane here. Dribble drive. Pulls up from 15 feet out. Looks for a cutter. Can't find her. Goes to Hoing on the arc. Near side pass, Diller. Venture's done a pretty good job on Diller, who starts a drive down the left side of the lane. Awkward maneuver, but it attracts contact. Two free throws for Diller of Coldwater.
Yes, he hasn't scored yet.
Courtney Diller, leading scorer for the Cavaliers, averaging 15 a game, has a 25-point outing to her credit so far. And that chuck right there, what you noted, is as big a difference in this contest as anything. She has been blanked, and that typifies the defense of Minster here tonight.
Well, Westerbeck has not had a great offensive night, but she's the one guarding Diller, and she's done a wonderful job on her at the other end. Rosie's got a lot of length on her.
Mm-hmm. Diller makes a foul shot, her first point. Second one also good, and it's 30-19 in favor of Minster. 4:40 left to go here in the third quarter. And Gilland for Coldwater anticipates a pass, nearly makes the intercept right in front of the Minster bench. Ball goes out of bounds. Quickly thrown into Westerbeck. Oh, she slices right through the Coldwater defense. And she nails a short runner, five-footer, low block right side for Westerbeck with a nose for the basket. 4:26 left in the third, 32-19 Minster. And the Wildcats, pressure defense in the half court. There's a pass to the far side of the floor. Minster gets a hand on it, out of bounds to Coldwater. Savannah Luthman makes her first appearance of the night for Minster, 5'10 senior. She's on the floor right now with Taylor Kogi, who's in there too. Here's Reckerman guarding Gilland on the arc. Coldwater's got the ball. Excuse me, behind the 13, 32-19. Westerbeck is hovering over Diller, 25 feet away. Ball fed down to the right corner to Hoing. Now Diller catches. Westerbeck on her like a glove. Here is Diller into the lane. Makes an extra pass. Hook shot down inside, a beauty. Wow, what a play. Maddie Shane here with a little five-footer. A lot of congestion. Made it anyway. Here's Westerbeck, baseline left, missed the shot for Minster, and Luthman in off the bench, scores two with the rebound.
Well, Luthman was a starter last year at the beginning of the year before Pringer came on.
Well, that shows you how good these substitute players are for Minster. They may be on the sideline for a half, then they step on the floor and sink the first shot. Quickly countering with a three ball. Yes, a long one pumped up there by Diller, and she zeroed in for her first field goal of the night. Minster shot it quickly, missed it. Gilland got the rebound for Coldwater. She streaked down the floor. Fisher swiped it for Minster, fed it to Westerbeck. Her shot's off the underneath side of the glass, and Coldwater comes away with it. Both coaches standing up saying, hey, let's quiet down this frenetic pace. 34-24, Minster up 10. Here's a pass to the center line, over and back. It's rolling far into the floor. Touched by Gilland. Violation against Coldwater. Minster over guarding in the half court. Caused that miscue by Coldwater, which is down 10. 34-24. 2:47 left here in the third quarter. Far side of the floor. Minster throws in. It's Reckerman to Borgerding at the center stripe. Borgerding against Harlemert. Picks up her dribble. She's in some hot water now. Coming out to greet her and get the ball is Taylor Kogi. Ball thrown right side for Westerbeck. It's popped up in the air and out of bounds off Gilland of Coldwater. Boy, this ninth grader, Gilland, is everywhere for the Lady Cavaliers. She's going to be a star. Midcourt with the basketball for Minster is Haley Balmer, who's checked in. Balmer throws left flank to Toby, back to Balmer, and she jacks up a long three, hit the back rim, no good. Rebound baseline left off Minster, out of bounds to Coldwater. 34-24, Minster up 10. Halftime deficit, Chuck, was 11, so it's been a pretty evenly played third period. Coldwater was almost blown off the floor in that second quarter.
outside the arc on the left. It's Mara Hoing. Skip pass right side. Here's a long three jettisoned by Harlemert. No good. Weak side rebound off the mark by Coldwater. Taken away by Luthman of Minster. Backcourt pass to Balmer. Balmer between the circles. Left side to Bordening. Alley hangs on. Coming out to catch on the play is Kogi. Right side Balmer. Swung to the head of the key to Reckerman. Then at 38 to go, third quarter. Balmer 25 feet out. Swings it to Kogi. Kogi being checked on the perimeter by Lauren Bruns, the junior for Coldwater, who's on the floor. Balmer gives it up, gets it back. Now Luthman ahead of the key. Left side throw, Borgerding. Borgerding with a dance step into the lane. Fed it to Reckerman. Inside the arc, left flank to a teammate. Jump shot, bullseye to Taylor Kogi. Boy, that looks smooth, Chuck.
Yeah, she's got a nice jump shot.
Minute to go, third quarter. Minster worked long and hard for that bucket. And Kogi made the time and effort pay off. 55 seconds left in the third, 12-point lead, Minster. Here's an errant pass, but Coldwater attempted to go to the cutter. It's wild off the mark. Luthman gathers it for Minster down to Reckerman. Off balance in the lane, nearly fouled. Left it short, no good. Minster got it back. Shot in the paint, no. That time there is a foul on Coldwater. Coming to the stripe for the Minster Wildcats is Taylor Kogi, who made the last 2 points for the home team. Chuck, Coldwater is going to win a lot of games on their 22 contest schedule this year. And will certainly clear the 500 mark on their 9-game schedule in the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Unfortunately, they started out with the two best teams in the MAC.
Exactly right. Good observation. A loss to Versailles by 9, suffered by the Coldwater girls at home. Free throws by Kogi, one made, one missed. Quickly rebound, Coldwater, and Gilland snatched it 15 feet from the basket, and on the dead run, she sprinted the length of the floor, would not be denied, went all the way to the cup, and had her arm yanked on. Two free throws for Gilland of Coldwater. Boy, these 10 ladies on the floor all night long, Chuck, have played like they're on a mission, attacking the basket incessantly, play after play. Free throw Gillen, good for Coldwater. 37-25, Minster up a dozen. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Second shot, circles the rim, comes off. Pringer's got the rebound, hands to Borgerding for Minster. She darts up the right side, stop and go move, top of the key, foul line. Punched away from behind by Coldwater. It's ruled a foul on Harlemert, and that was a small touch. Nonetheless, a whistle. Baseline left. Balmer throws in for Minster. Lobs into Pringer. Bounce pass to Kogi, who comes out to catch. Head of the key. Near side, Balmer. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Balmer stumbles near midcourt. Gets a pass off to Westerbeck. Westerbeck picked up by Shane here. 12 to play in the quarter. Here's a baseline throw to Kogi. Shot fake, then up strong. Oop, she walked. Took steps. 10.3 left in the third. Coldwater needs a goal before the third quarter ends to make it a 10-point game as we enter the fourth. 37-25. Very even third quarter of play. Minster led by 11 at the half. 6 seconds to go in the third. Midcourt is Hoing, dribbling. Circles out back to Diller. She guns a three, a fadeaway. Hard, no good off the backboard and rim as the third quarter closes out. Minster 37, Coldwater 25 after three periods on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ruckin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst
have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
This is scores.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster. Lady Wildcats 37, Goldwater 25. We start playing the fourth. Fisher's got the ball at midcourt for Minster. Right side pass to Westerbeck. Back to Fisher in the corner. Allie looks to the interior, dribbles. She's got some space between her and the defender. High arching three-pointer, no good. Unmolested rebound by Borgerding up and in. Allie Borgerding has had a nose for the basket right around the rim all night long, Chuck.
Yeah, she's got 10 now. She's tied with Pringer for by score.
Right side pass to Hoing for Coldwater. Ball thrown across the top of the key to a teammate, Harlemert. Her line drive triple is short. It shaved the iron, came down to Minster, quickly into the post to Pringer. Ball thrown on top to Fisher, right back to Courtney in the lane. She's tripled, goes to Borgerding, right wing, jumping, shooting. It's a three ball. She buries it. Oh, what a night for Allie Borgerding.
Look how good she'd be if she had two shoulders.
7 minutes left in the game. 17-point lead for Minster, the Wildcats' biggest. Everybody can shoot it from long range. For the Minster ladies, here's a cross-court pass by Coldwater, slapped out of bounds by Westerbeck of Minster. Inbounding far side for Coldwater. It is Diller. Diller to Shane here. Back to Diller. Shot fake. Little pick and roll with a teammate. It is Danielle Welsh, baseline right. Stolen by Borgerding. She's everywhere tonight. Allie, dribble drive. Top of the key. Foul line. Right side pass to Retkerman. Jumping, shooting, 17-footer around and out. Coldwater's got the ball. Minute and a half gone here in the fourth. 17-point lead, Minster, the Wildcats' largest. Shot fake at the foul line by Harlemert. She dives into the lane, navigates the middle, heaved it off the backboard. Collision, bodies fly, foul Pringer of Minster. Two free throws coming here for Harlemert of the Coldwater Cavaliers, who are down 17 now, 6:20 left to go in this game. Free throw, Olivia, back iron, high in the air, no. Tell you what, Chuck, final score may wind up being 20-plus, but the Coldwater team has been impressive in stretches here tonight in this game.
They can take a lot home out of this.
Uh-huh.
They did some good things, get the game film.
Harlemert is in on the second shot. Soft touch, front rim, favorable roll. Here's a great steal. Oh, what a play by Mara Hoing, who went flying into the Minster bench, made the interception, flipped it back to a teammate. Quickly, Coldwater, forecourt right. Diller sizes up a three, missed it hard. Minster at the rebound. Pringer running the floor, strides in from the left flank, no good. Rebound Borgerding in the lane. Oh, what a scrap for it. It comes out to Fisher, to Pringer. Open for 15. She drills it. Wow.
Outstanding effort by the Wildcats that time to get that ball back out.
Everybody on the floor had their knees on the hardwood, scraping the deck. And Minster capitalized to go up by 18, 44-26. And here's a touch foul on Minster at the center line.
That is not the intent of that rule. She was not guiding her. You can touch. You can't guide. That was a ticky-tack foul.
5:43 to go in the fourth. Coldwater with the ball at center circle. Ball thrown to the cutter. It's Harlemert into the lane. Throws toward the left corner. Intercepted by Minster, which starts a run out. And Coldwater fouls from the backside. Minster's defensive intensity with the start of the second quarter began to take over this game. Here is Minster in backcourt having difficulty getting it in. It goes 50 feet from the basket to Fisher. Left-hand dribble against Gilland. Ball looped out ahead to Westerbeck. 5:20 left in the fourth. Westerbeck goes low on the left to Pringer. Oh, look at that move. Crossover dribble right in front. Shot it wide left, though. Rebound Coldwater. I think maybe Pringer went over the back.
She did. And she, on the shot, she did not. A nice move into the lane, but she never got herself squared up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Her left shoulder was pointed toward the rim. 5:15 to go in the contest. Coldwater trailing Minster by 18. This Coldwater girls team had 12 points at the end of the first quarter, only 14 since. Gilland on the arc, feeds right corner to Diller. Diller on the dribble for Coldwater. Gives it up on the play to Allie May, who's in, a sophomore guard. Outside the arc on the left, it's Diller, rotated on top to Maddie Shane here, and she bolts right down the lane. Westerbeck picks her up. Timeout called. Coldwater, 4:40 left in the fourth. Minster ahead by 18, 44-26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville reaches out to small businesses in the area with high-tech computer solutions. PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, custom builds, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service. He's on time always at 937-538-6948. 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Well, after the timeout, the Coldwater Cavaliers get a quick field goal to cut it back to 16 points.
Danielle Welsh hit it for him.
Welsh drains a basket. Here's Minster, forecourt to our left. 4:20 left to go in the game. Here's a telegraph throw. Nice steal on the play by Coldwater. Driving layup the other direction. Up and in by Courtney Diller. Diller hadn't scored first half, has played much better here in the second, leading scorer on the season for the Cavaliers.
Well, she's got seven, so she's the leading scorer for the game now for him also.
Here's Fisher, baseline left, inside to Pringer, up with a left hand short, got the rebound back, off to the left, no good, rebound Coldwater. Cavaliers have got the ball, 60 feet from the rim, dribbling hard up the near side, goes Courtney Diller. Diller gives it up, gets it back, Pringer for the steal. And gets a hand on it to stab it out of bounds. 3:47 to go in the fourth. 14-point lead in favor of Minster. It's been as many as 18. Substitutions for Minster. Kogi is out. And Borgerding back in. Also on the floor for the Lady Wildcats, Grace Butler, 5'5 junior guard. High left with the ball for Coldwater. It is fed on the play to Shane here. Shane here to Bruns near side, who misses on the long three. Good rebound low on the left, but Gilland missed it. Bringer's got the board, and she's wrapped up and fouled by Coldwater. 3:28 to go in the game. Minster up 14. Been a lot of scratching and clawing in this game. Physical play, a lot of floor burns on the knees, I'm sure, Chuck. Each team has played with a lot of tenacity. The lead is 14 for Minster. Here's a baseline drive to Fisher. Forced it up on the run. Knew she would get fouled. And she was smacked, and she'll get two free throws.
I said Fisher. I should have said Lindsey Retkerman at the stripe. Thought I saw a three. It's a five. Free throw around and out to the right. No good. 3 minutes, 14 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. The lead for Minster, 14. Second shot, Retkerman eyes the goal. Swish. 15-point lead, Minster. Coldwater, forecourt to our right. Ball goes to Mara Hoing. Right side pass, Gilland. Goes baseline. Being shouldered en route to the basket by Butler. Common foul on Minster. The Wildcats, sixth. Coldwater will throw in baseline right. Minster girls have Van Wert at home on Saturday at St. Mary's. Tuesday promises to be a difficult test on the road at St. Mary's for Minster. Inbounding right of the rim, Mara Hoing hits the cutter, Gilland. She flies it toward the backboard off the side of it. Rebound comes down to Minster. Out ahead to Westerbeck. Now to Borgerding, 25 feet away. 2:50 to go in the fourth. Borgerding baseline left, cut off. Out back to Westerbeck. She knifes between two players. Tries to go up and under. Good play by the Cavaliers, which swatted down, got all ball. And the rebound bounced off the knee of a Minster player out of bounds to Coldwater. Cavaliers inbounding in backcourt, Chuck, except for quarter number two. Coldwater has played Minster dead even in this game.
Yeah, they had a really bad second quarter.
Right side, Diller's got it for the Lady Cavaliers. She hangs on, looks inside. She straddles the arc, picked up by Borgerding, 20 feet away. Now the ball's thrown to Hoing, to Diller. She feeds post for Gilland. It's clawed away by Pringer. Tie up, a couple black shirts, couple white ones. Did one team or the other get a timeout? Believe it or not,
no. The other official stepped in and said,
jump. Arrow enables Coldwater to keep it. Hardly any way at all Minster or Coldwater could have gotten a timeout called. Actually, the arrow benefits Minster.
That's a terrible rule anyway. They need to take that out.
I'd agree. 2:17 to go, fourth quarter. Westerbeck in backcourt for Minster. And two players sandwich her, one of whom Diller fouls. With 2:15 to go in the fourth, and Minster up 45-30. First quarter, Coldwater led 12-6 with a minute to go, was up 12-8 at the end of the period, and man, that second period was very lopsided.
Well, three free throws for a quarter is not going to keep you in a game.
No, 18-3, Minster in period number two, and that's the tail of the tape. Free throw missed, 1-1 by Minster. Here's a hard drive the other way, Hoing out of control in the lane, no good, rebound slapped to the arc, jumping is Diller from three-point land, in and out, no good, rebound Minster. Minster flings it up the near side to Fisher. Middle of the floor to Westerbeck, up and over the timeline. Minute 51 to go in the fourth. Right side, Borgerding handles. Looks for Fisher, gets it to her, knocked away by Coldwater. Here's a bust out. It's Hoing down the right side. Long throw to Diller, baseline left. He tried to drop it off into the lane. Borgerding deflected and stole. Minute 32 to go. Minster up 15. Backcourt Fisher. Across the timeline, throws, foul line extended left to Paige Toby, 6 foot junior, whom we highlighted during our halftime break. She was one of our two locale equipment spotlight performers. Here's Borgerding, right side Fisher, 1:11 to go. High low to Westerbeck. Oh, she catches, going to the rim, glides toward the basket, lays it in softly off the window as she's fouled. What a play by Rosie Westerbeck of the Minster Wildcats. Good awareness by Minster as Westerbeck posted up, was able to shield off the defender, and took the throw over her shoulder as she was advancing toward the rim, caught it, and in one motion laid it in despite being fouled. And with 68 seconds to go, Westerbeck has a three-point chance. Free throw by her on the way. Bingo, she's got it. And the lead for Minster matches its biggest of 18, 48-30. 1 minute to go in the fourth. Coldwater at midcourt. On the dribble of Chainair. Picked up by Balmer.
Shane here goes down inside to Gillen. She leans in, missed the five-footer. And here's a scrap for the rebound. Toby got mitts on the ball, tried to jerk it away from Gillen. It's ruled a jump, and Coldwater will keep it with 50.6 to go in the game. 48-30, Coldwater. Or I should say 48-30, Minster. Ball goes into the post to Gillen. Wide shot. She got the rebound back. Plays volleyball off the backboard with it. Finally gets it to go, and she's fouled.
That was a stat patter right there.
Yep, you play ping pong with it off the glass. Get credit for a couple additional offensive rebounds and eventually lay it in. 43.3 to go, 48-32 Minster. Gillen's foul shot around, around, and down through. Minster up 15. Westerbeck in backcourt. Angles through the head of the key. Difference in this game is 15. And Chuck, that was the difference in the second quarter, 18-3 Minster.
It was.
26 seconds to go in the contest. Left side pass to Fisher. Fisher dribbles, looks for Ballmer. Fisher still dribbling. Whittling time off the clock, down to 16 seconds to go. Now to Westerbeck, foul line. And she'll head right back out toward the Wildcats logo at midcourt. We're down to 7, and that's going to do it. The Minster Wildcats turn back. A sturdy effort from the Coldwater Cavaliers tonight. And win 48-33 in a Midwest Athletic Conference game tonight. Minster advances to 4-0 on the year, 2-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Coldwater now 6-2 on the campaign. The two setbacks in MAC play. Coldwater starting with Versailles at home, Minster on the road, and the Cavaliers lose both by 9 to Versailles, and here tonight by 15 to Minster. Very evenly played game, first, third, fourth quarters. As we noted seconds ago, the big difference was that second stanza, 18-3 Minster, and that spelled the margin of difference here tonight. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolley in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Big shout outs tonight to these sponsors from Rushi, which came on board during the high school basketball season last March. Thank you very much to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. A lot of gratitude to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. John Hemp Imagery. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Butkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go just one night a week. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. But Chuck, again, very balanced scoring for the Minster Lady Wildcats as 7 dent the scoring column in your scorebook here tonight.
Well, they were led by Borgerding with 13. They got 12 from Pringer and 9 from Westerbeck. On the other side, nobody in double figures. The leading scorer was Harlebert with 7 and Diller with 7. I'm assuming we don't give Coldwater a Clancy's because it's too far for them to drive. So our Clancy's player of the game is Allie Borgerding. She was outstanding playing with one shoulder, didn't show any signs of that. Was also, I mean, she scored 8 in the first half, was the leading scorer, but just the effort she made the entire game gives her the Clancy's player of the game.
Fine contest indeed by Allie Borgerding of Minster, our Clancy's star of the game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Minster now 4-0, a slow start tonight, Chuck, by Mike Wiss's Wildcats, but they turned it on, a brilliant second quarter and a very steady second half to keep Coldwater a distance away. It was a double-digit game the entire last two quarters. It wound up 15, was as many as 18. Again, Minster very impressive. Allie Borgerding, outstanding. And another Allie Fisher, was a sharpshooter behind the arc in that second period.
Yeah, she only took 2 threes tonight, made them both.
Wow. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, as always, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Our next presentation tomorrow night from Anna. The Rushi Raiders take on the Anna Rockets Shelby County League boys game. Tip off at 8. We are on the web online on Scores Broadcast at 7:40. Saturday afternoon, on the web online on Scores Broadcast at 2:10 for Sales Girls at Fort Loramie. Tip off at 2:30. And then Saturday night, we speak to you from New Bremen, boys high school basketball. We think that's a 7:30 tip. We'll check it on the web online on Scores Broadcast at 7:10 at Fort Loramie at New Bremen Saturday evening. Again, for Chuck McBee, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Minster. The final score, the Minster Lady Wildcats, 48, Coldwater 33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.